Okay, my name is Juan Carlos. I am 17 years old. Today is April 27, 2019. I'm with my homies, mentor, one and lonely, not lonely, only Ferber Sage Fernet, who is my, my friend and my mentor, and we are currently in my brother's car in Phoenix, Arizona. Your turn.
All right, so as has already been stated, my name is Fernando. I'm here with Carlos,
Yes, I see my name.
my interviewer. I am 26 years of age, and I'm sitting inside a car, a non-moving car, parked car with Mr. Carlos, awaiting these questions that he's about to ask me with anticipation.
Well, you gotta emphasize that we're not in a moving car. We'll protect
Yeah,
yourself from the law. Like, hell, if you got any
no
blowback, I ain't going to
jail time for
jail.
me, buddy.
All right, man. I think it is time. So let's start with something kind of a little personal, right?
All
A little teeny bit. Not probably what you expect is. What's your first memory of me?
My first memory of
Yeah.
you.
Like, I know mine of you, but do you know yours of mine?
That's very true. I don't think, to be honest, I don't think I've ever thought about what my first memory of you would be.
Really?
Probably like my first memory of
Yeah.
you is of a boy.
Boy, all good story start.
Yeah, it is of a boy who does not go outside.
Oh,
It is of a sickly boy
sickly.
who
Come on, man. What kind of story are you telling here?
a sickly boy who's trying to make it in the YouTube world
Oh, you gotta be
and does
kidding me.
not leave the house, does not read books, does not talk to the ladies.
Ladies, I was 12.
But honestly, dude, you have made so much progress. You
Well.
have made lots of amazing progress. So you are no longer that sickly boy,
Well,
and
thank you,
you are
Fernando.
making lots of friends. But yeah, I mean, I remember it's just you were just the friend of a, or you were just the brother of a friend. And when I first met you were kind of in the background, but now you're in the forefront. You know,
Change, Fernando.
you're in the same you're at the same level as Marcucci.
That hurts, man. That
What do you mean
hurts.
that
I was just the background
hurts?
kid. Yeah, but I appreciate that, man.
You're
What you
welcome.
said after
Yeah, that's what
that.
counts, you know?
All right, Ferns. So, what is your best childhood memory?
What is my best childhood memory?
Yeah.
Okay. My best childhood memory.
That's right.
Oh. What age counts as childhood? Like, what's the cutoff point? When am I no longer a child?
I don't care, man. It can
For
be a child.
the purposes of these of this question, at what point am
Well,
I no longer a child?
you can choose whatever, man.
No,
Like, I
you're
would
the
say like
interviewer.
18 and
That's when I'm
anything
no longer a
18 and
child?
back, yeah.
All right. One of my there's a lot of good memories. I think that a lot of people like if you had, some people have really tough childhoods. And it can be kind of hard to scrounge up a good memory, but
Yeah.
I think most people have a lot of good memories. So one of mine would have to be definitely there was one time I must have been in middle school. I got a lot of tardies,
Yeah.
and I got a yeah, so I got
Oh, you got
ridden up,
returned.
and then I got a.
Got sent to detention.
I think I got sent to to detention. And it was the first time that someone had been like, or it was the first time that someone had brought to mind. So this was my English teacher.
Yeah.
I had her first, it was the first period of the day.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was often late to her class. I mean, I was really like, she liked me as a student because I was, I participated and
Yeah.
I actually like I tried to Like, I try to do my best in that class.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like the first time that someone had brought to my attention the fact that, your actions have consequences. And up until that point, I think I had been living a very, just, no consequence kind of life, just kind of floating through.
Yes.
And yeah, she was like, one day, you'll have an employer. You'll want to go to university probably, and you're gonna need to be this entirely different person in order to succeed. And it's better for you to start thinking about this now than to only, just begin to think about it when the moment comes when you need to face that challenge, whether it's university or your first full-time job. But yeah, I mean, just the fact that someone cared that much, because there are some teachers that will just like they'll give you the detention, but it's not really like they don't go out of their way to try to connect with you and try to ask you or try to bring something out in yourself that bring out like a better version out, in yourself. So that's one of them.
Oh, dear. That's some strong teacher moment right there.
Strong teacher moment.
Keeping on that, childhood track. What was it like? What was your childhood like?
What was my childhood like? So definitely, as I've already sort of I think alluded to, my childhood wasn't like there's no traumatic experiences or anything like that. There's my childhood was, I mean, I had both parents there, and they were both pretty decent parents. They provided me with everything that I needed, clothes on my back, the food. So it was kind of like a carefree, childhood. I remember a lot the like I would walk to school in the mornings, and there I want to say, yeah, during the winter time.
He's talking to me. Dog.
During the winter time, there were like my the way all the way over to school was foggy. It was really foggy, so I remember it was just really fun walking through that fog. Have really fond memories of just not being able to see anything around me. It felt very adventurous. It almost felt like in that moment, I'd been physically transported to another realm because I couldn't see anything. So like my little town had turned into something else inside the fog. And within the
Oh,
fog, I started seeing things, but it was an adventurous kind of, it's like, oh, what comes next?
no.
So,
Oh, heck yeah.
yeah.
Some monster city, all right. Cool, bro. All right, man. I know this could be one for you since you are my mentor. So, are there any words of wisdom you would like to pass on to me?
Any words of wisdom? One thing that I think helps, because I don't know, like, I guess there's probably no way for you to know this now, but like, when you get a little older, sometimes the things that you used to be really excited about, that feeling of excitement and just, I guess, curiosity about life and what it can bring, sometimes that sense of wonder, it can get a little dulled. It can lessen, and it can that sense can weaken. And like what is your life like what does your life get reduced to after that? It's like you work to stay alive, to pay the bills. You get up in the morning, you go to sleep at night, you get up the next day to do the very same damn thing all over again. And it can get soul crushing, But one thing to keep in mind is that nothing, like no period in your life will be eternal. Like no feeling will last forever. You can be, I mean, barring the fact that like as long as you don't have like this deep depression that is gonna hound you down every single day, but like if you're experiencing a really low point, like and it feels like you're in this bottomless pit of despair, even that doesn't last forever, you know? And there will come a day when you will see, even if it's just one little ray of hope, of light, is gonna break into there. So, I mean, same goes for the happiness. The happiness doesn't last forever. Those moments of happiness are fleeting. So yeah, dude, no matter what it is, nothing lasts forever. That goes for both the negative feelings and the positive feelings.
Words of wisdom right there.
Right there.
I'll keep that at heart, man.
Mm
All right, so here we go. Since you're a knowledgeable guy, I know you like that science and that, information.
I try.
What have you learned?
What have I learned so far? Like, what has been the most surprising or the most interesting thing that I've learned, or what I have learned in general?
Anything you want it to be, man.
Anything? Look like
So Marco is our mutual acquaintance, right? He's my brother, your homies. What he did was he first told me what he learned in terms of like science, and then he was like, "Oh, but this is what I've learned in terms of life." And
Like science applied to life?
no, like his version was like, "Oh, okay, so this is what I learned as a person for personal development, and this is what I learned because I like information." But you can take it however you want, man.
As long as it's science related.
No, as long as it's you related, you can do what
But
you
this is
want.
a science question,
No, but
isn't
this is your interview. This is what have you learned? Like when you
What
think of
have
that,
I
when I first
learned?
asked that, what would you have responded with? Like, would you have been like, "Oh, today I learned how black holes are created." I don't know. That's a thing.
That's an example.
Or today I've learned, or I've learned in life that, sometimes when life gives you lemons, you don't make lemonade. Something like that. Whatever you wish,
Well,
man.
one lesson that I have learned in, I guess, in a deep sense is that often, like, you go through your life and with your interactions with people, you think that they see you the way that you see yourself, but often that's not the case. And, you know, because you are you and it's hard, like you can't be anybody else, like and your vantage point is like it's just like is like you're looking, it's almost like you're this entity that's living inside this body and you're like looking out, you know. So this is your only perspective, you know? And it can seem sometimes that others look at you the way that you look at yourself, but no, dude, like others have this completely different view of yourself sometimes. Sometimes it can be similar to the way that you view yourself, but I think probably more often than not, it's not. And like that can be a liberating thing, 'cause like again, it's hard to step out of yourself and to challenge yourself to be maybe a different person than what you've been used to behaving like, you know? Because that's another thing about getting older, that you can get into a rut of just thinking that the same thing will work as a foolproof solution for whatever problem you encounter, but no. And it's often, you know, like the fact that others don't see you as you see yourself can be very liberating, because it's like, well, I'm not tied to be any certain way, you know? I can be a lot different than how I've been before. If how I've been before has not been working out, I'm free to be something a little different, even if it's just a small little tweak. And that's possible in every moment of every day, you know?
Yeah. Oh, damn. We're living up to that sage part of your
Yeah.
name.
Why, thank you.
So, what was the other thing? Okay, so has there ever been anything you wanted to ask me, but never have?
But never have.
This is your chance, man. I
All
mean,
right.
I'll answer truthfully,
All right.
100%.
One thing that I've always wanted to ask you,
I
but never had the pelotas.
don't know. Hello,
Las pelotas.
all right, we're throwing some Spanish in there.
To
All right.
ask you is,
I don't know. It's a tricky question, ain't it? Because you want to ask something good,
Well, one thing that I will ask you, and you specifically, because I think that I could also ask this of myself,
yeah.
and it's something that I have been asking of myself lately,
Yeah.
is do you think that you are fully committing to the things in your life that are truly important to you? Or just jumping from one thing to another, to another, to another, to another, instead of just going balls in, you
Yes.
know?
Yeah.
Are
So,
you committing to the things in your life that truly matter?
oh damn, you know, I gotta go with the tricky one, don't you?
Uh-huh. Or will you develop a pattern of just starting a project but not finishing it?
Oh boy, shoot, man. You gotta get philosophical in here. All right, I'll answer your question. Well, you know about my ideologies, right? About my moralities and stuff. One thing I've always hated is that feeling of like not fulfilling yourself, you know, like not doing what you're supposed to be doing when you can do it, you know. In my span of illness where I was stuck for 4 years and I didn't really do anything for my life, it was just soul crushing, you know, because I was just like, what am I doing? Like, time is passing. And all I'm doing is playing video games, getting chubby, and then not getting chubby because I'll throw up, and it's just nothing is happening. And it wasn't until I went took the GED and I graduated and I went to college that I just started seeing that flow, that I did more in 2 weeks of my life than I had done in 3 years.
I remember, dude. I remember. You made so many friends during those first 2 weeks.
And I was like, oh damn, you know, like times have changed. So
Yeah.
I guess, well, through the 2018, I felt like I didn't know. I was angry because I didn't know exactly what I was doing. I was a little lost and confused in college, and I guess I was in life for a while. And then I kind of found my pattern, and it was really thanks to you and Marco and Sarah and my mom that I
Nice.
kind of started developing, because I asked you all questions and I started becoming a critical thinker. And I
Nice.
started to like see how can I become who I want to be. So then I came to a point and a realization where I realized that, and my way of viewing the world is that I'm always on the right path, because no time is ever truly wasted, because time reveals all. And I always walk on where I'm supposed to be. So every time I've fallen and I've hurt myself, I always got back up and always became stronger for it. And in recent times, I feel more motivated than ever, because I feel like now I have the mindset and the tools to actually make it to where I want to be. I mean, time is on my side. I'm still young and I can do, the whole world's open to me, you know? And it's just this amazing feeling. But there's definitely those days where I just feel down and I'm just feel like, why, like, where am I going now? Like, I get lost, you know?
We all have those days, man.
Yeah, so I mean, I can't, you know, you live a lot longer life than I have, because, you know, you're 10 years older than me. I'm 17, you're 26, you're going to be 27 in August. And,
Oh,
you know, but, you know, I falter, but at the end of the day, I always get back up and I just keep going.
yeah. Fall down 100 times, get back up 101.
That's right, friend. Heck yeah. All right, so let's get to a bit of another track. So, what are you most proudest in life?
What am I most proud of in my life?
Yes, like of all the things you've done, What just makes you proud?
The friends that I have.
Really?
Yeah,
Your homies?
the homies, the fact that the few relationships that I have in my life are deep ones.
Yeah.
They're I try to keep them as non-superficial as possible.
Yeah.
And I try to be as real with my friends as I possibly can, even though it's impossible to be 100% real.
Yeah.
But yeah, I try to be genuine, try to help them out. I know I fail as a friend sometimes, probably. Sometimes I probably don't give the best example.
Yeah.
But I'm a flawed person, but yeah, I just appreciate it, 'cause if I was just alone and all I had were my, like, you need hobbies, you need the things in your
Yeah.
life, you need your goals that you want to strive to achieve.
Yeah.
But if you really have, like, at the end of the day, if you're an average human being, you need some kind of connection with somebody to help you keep your sanity.
Yeah.
So you guys help keep my sanity at a healthy level,
Yeah.
and I'm proud that, I've kind of opened up my life to you guys, and you guys have come in. I'm grateful that you guys have accepted, being a part of it.
Yeah, always fun, always. I mean, I came late to the party.
Hey, it doesn't matter though. It
Marco
doesn't matter that you came
was.
in late. You're just as valuable as any other person
Alright, thanks,
in the
man.
group.
That tugs at my heartstrings.
You're welcome, man.
Alright, so how would you like to be remembered?
How would I like to be remembered?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, personally, I'll always remember you as a pervy sage, but that has my own
Yeah?
meaning behind it.
Yeah, it's like I'm remembered as a guy who tried raping people.
No, man, that's not what I was saying. I'm just
Tried
saying,
cupping people.
from that Naruto,
Yeah. I would like to be remembered as the guy who didn't sugarcoat things.
Yeah.
That, I guess, had the chance to, like, had the chance to lie to you, but instead said the thing that needed to be said to help you in that moment, even if it hurt you.
Yeah, I wish I've experienced that firsthand.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've done that with other people. I
Well,
wouldn't.
it's just sometimes, dude, we like
But I
sometimes.
appreciate it though. I know I joke around a lot about my
Yeah.
book and stuff, but I really do. Because if you hadn't told me that, I think I would have done something really stupid.
Like what?
I would have gone to a self-publishing publisher,
Mm-hmm.
given them a ton of my financial aid,
That's,
and it
yeah.
wouldn't have worked out.
That probably would not have
Yeah,
been a financially wise decision.
it
I'm glad I stopped that in its tracks. But
is.
that's not to say, like, that
Yeah.
doesn't mean that you will never amount to be a good writer. All
Yeah.
but like the message that I was trying to give to you,
Yeah.
and this goes for me too. Like, I, every now and then I'll write a poem or something like that, or like
Yeah.
I'll write a little one page something. But like, it takes work.
Yeah.
You can't just expect yourself to be an awesome writer
Yeah.
after like one thing that you write. No, you gotta work at it and work at it and work at it, and most of the things that you write are probably gonna be absolute shit.
Yeah.
There's probably gonna be like a little nuggets of, like, eventually down the road you might get a little nuggets of something that's good. But in order to get to that point, you have to have gone through all the toil first, and that's like
Yeah.
in those beginning stages, that's when a lot of people, and that goes for any other endeavor, like, it's during those beginning stages that a lot of people falter, and they're just like, no, I'm not willing to deal with all this frustration that comes from trying to do this.
Yeah.
But if you stick around, it's only through sticking around that
Yeah.
you can start to see something.
Well, that's kind of what you taught me also with my book, is that it's not always going to work out the first time,
No.
but you got to keep at
Not gonna work out the first time, probably not gonna work out the second
it.
time. Yeah, it's
But
just.
it's going to work eventually if you keep working.
Mm-hmm.
Foreign lessons, man. Foreign lessons from the front lane. All right, so last question. You know, the story of worlds. All right, this is it. Who are you?
Who am I?
That's right.
Well, at this current moment, I am this collection of... I am like this collection of cells. I'm this like assortment of atoms that that, you know, makes it possible for there to be this consciousness that thinks that it's a Fernando, and where in reality there is no Fernando. And then there's all these accompanying worries and doubts and hopes and feelings that go to this supposedly, you know, full 100% person Fernando, but it doesn't exist. And yet there's this deep subjective experience that convinces me otherwise that I exist. So I'm that person right now. I'm that self-aware collection of atoms. I'm here. Come to visit some friends, because I need to strengthen and continue to strengthen and nurture those social bonds. Who am I? I'm a person who is constantly laughing, whether I have a smile on my face or not. Sometimes I think I find things funny in the worst of situations, in situations that might call for some seriousness. But I tend to behave that way. Maybe as a coping mechanism, because like the world can be like, it's not correct to say that the universe is impersonal towards you, because the universe is like, it has no capacity to be either personal or impersonal. The universe just is, you know, and you're a part of it. That is like, you are a part of the universe, and you are the universe's way of being, you know. You ever heard that quote?
No,
from Carl Sagan?
I heard it now.
we are a way for the universe to know itself. So we are parts of the universe. We form the universe. Mm-hmm. And it's this part of the universe, this collection of materials that, like, this is the way. This is the way for the universe to kind of look back into itself and figure out what the hell it is. So yeah, I think I laugh all the time, because it's just, you know, just for the joy of it, just because it's I mean, I don't believe in miracles myself, but the fact that I'm even here to experience anything, it's sort of like a miracle. Because there's a whole assortment, like there's this whole sequence of things that needed to happen for me to be here in this current state, for you to be here in your current state. So that's a miracle. Who am I? I laugh a lot. Sometimes too much, probably distracts me from engaging in things seriously and for the long term. I try to be a decent person. I have a lot of dark impulses. Luckily, I think I'm able to keep some or most of them in check, but I'm not gonna lie. There have been times in my life where a couple of those impulses have come out, and they've made me rethink the way that I see myself. I think everybody sees themselves as probably like a good and decent person and not evil. But what if that's a lie? What if that's true? Or what if that's not true? Then you have to be okay with just living as the person that you truly are. And I guess if you need to get better, you can get better.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, I laugh at the meaninglessness of the universe.
Yeah, man.
I try to keep the dark impulses at bay.
Yeah.
And I try to rewire my brain as much as possible to think critically and to be skeptical, you know?
Yeah.
To try to view reality as I mean, I'll never view reality as it truly is, and I don't even know if there's like one definitive version of reality, but I want to push myself to not lie to myself so much and to, you know, even if it's painful, look at things the way that they are.
Ah, damn, friends. That was some pretty good stuff. Alright, so I want to say thank you for helping me out with this interview.
You're welcome, man.
I think it's been a pretty cool experience.
It's a pleasure.
Maybe not three of you. And I just wanted to say,
damn, your hands are sweaty.
I know. This happens when you're interviewing people, man. It gets sweaty up in here. But I do. I got sweaty hands. But
that's how we got nervous interviewing us.
No, it's just as hot in here.
It's hot. It's
summertime, man.
Summertime, nice.
But, you know, I want to say that I appreciate everything you've done for me. You know, you kind of took me under your wing.
Yeah.
You helped me out whenever I've had questions or I've been confused or kind
of
hurting.
Yeah, dude.
You've always been there.
Yeah, no question that you have will ever make me not want to help you. Like, there's no question that you could possibly ask to where I'd respond as, like, no, I can't answer that question, or you're no longer my friend because you asked that question.
Yeah.
It's not something that can happen.
Yeah, I mean, you've been my mentor, and I appreciate that. You've been my friend. You became a very good friend. And you know what? You're not my friend. You're my family.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Appreciate you.
I'll always hold you dear in my heart, friend.
Thank you.
And come on, man, just...